Hachette Audio presents The Way It Was, My Life with Frank Sinatra, written by Elliot Weissman and Jennifer Vellapi, read by David Aston Reese. Frank Sinatra was not afraid to die. From the day I met him back in the 1970s till his passing at the age of 82, he lived his life with strength, courage, and at times even reckless abandon. The death of his iconic status, however, was another matter entirely. It's been 20 years since his passing, and he knew he would leave a legacy for the generations. Nothing frightened him more than eroding the patina of his glorious run. Still, he forged ahead, refusing to be shelved with all the forgotten musicians of a bygone era. Nothing made him happier than staying relevant and in demand till his last storied breaths, cultivated through years of holding those beautiful, elongated notes. I was his manager, and I like to think I played a small role in his enduring career. Was he having memory problems toward the end? Sure he was, but he could handle that on a live stage with the audience in the palm of his hands.
Did he use those memory problems to his advantage, especially with me?
You bet he did. And so I wasn't entirely surprised as we rode in the back of a limo down Sunset Boulevard in 1993 when he said,
"What are we doing here, Elliot?"
Had he forgotten the 6 months' worth of conversations, negotiations, and reminders? Not a chance. "Boss, we're going to the recording studio," I said.
"This is bullshit," he said.
Still, he trusted me. When we walked into the lobby of the Capitol Records building, he should have felt like a star taking a victory lap. Instead, I couldn't shake the thought that he looked like a kid who didn't want to go to his first day of school. The hallway to Studio A was lined with photos of Frank, Dean Martin, and Nat King Cole. They were the kings who built this circular palace that towers into the airspace at Hollywood and Vine. He didn't even look at the photos, and I was too preoccupied to do so. There was only one thing on my mind, and that was to make sure he sang. I was nervous. My stomach was uneasy, and I knew it would be that way for some time to come. The last time he walked that hall was 1961.